The World This Week, Politics.
The Taliban announced an interim government for Afghanistan. The new cabinet included no women and few non-Pushtuns. Sirajuddin Haqqani, a man wanted for terrorism by America, is in charge of internal security. Mohammad Hassan Akhund, a former aide to the group's founder, is acting prime minister. The jihadists seized Panjshir Valley, the last pocket of resistance, and whipped female protesters in Kabul. Suga Yoshihide abruptly resigned as Japan's prime minister ahead of a leadership election in the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The winner of that race will become prime minister and lead the party into lower house elections. Joe Biden surveyed the damage in New Jersey and New York from the remnants of Hurricane Ida, which killed 46 people in the area. The president said he would call for action on climate change at COP26, a UN conference to be held in November. Some Greens want the summit postponed, fearing that COVID-19 will stop many delegates from attending. After a strict abortion ban came into force in Texas, America's Attorney General Merrick Garland said law enforcement agencies would respond vigorously to any threat of violence against women seeking terminations. Joe Biden described the new law, which offers bounties to individuals to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion, as a vigilante system. Mexico's Supreme Court unanimously ruled to decriminalize abortion. Currently, 28 out of 32 federal entities in Mexico ban it, with only narrow exceptions. They will now have to allow it. Dressed in green and yellow, hundreds of thousands of supporters of Jair Bolsonaro took to the streets of Brazil, calling for military intervention, stoking rumours that the president is planning to hold on to power illegally. Facing Supreme Court investigations and declining popularity, Mr. Bolsonaro gave speeches in Brasilia and Sao Paulo, repeating his cry that only God can remove him from office.